Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A man in Thailand captured video footage of a snake that he found in his bedroom eating his wife's lingerie.
Eating his wife's lingerie.
35-year-old Sakda Lasada said that he...
That's his best friend's job.
He arrived at his home and discovered the golden tree snake in his bedroom. He found the serpent with half of his wife's pink silk nightie lodged in its throat.
Wow.
He pulled on the snake's tail, which caused it to regurgitate its prize.
Ooh, sexy.
And Lasada said that he safely released the snake outside of his home, but he managed to get his wife's lingerie out of the snake as it was eating it at some point.
Now, I know both you and I have chewed on lingerie occasionally.
It's happened.
I don't think I'd swallow it.
I've never choked on anything like that before. No. Let's see. A Virginia teen could take up to 2 years to recover fully. Listen to this. From severe burns that he got from an encounter with a dangerous invasive plant this week. Whoa. Alex Childress, who is 17, was doing landscaping work when he chopped down a large weed. When doing so, the plant brushed against his face and arm. And unbeknownst to Alex, the plant was a giant hogweed, a weed sometimes called the plant from hell.
Where is this?
This is in Virginia.
Okay.
Giant hogweed sap essentially prevents your skin from properly protecting itself against sunlight, causing your skin to start burning in as little as 15 minutes after contact.
Do we have this up here?
I would imagine we probably do.
Because I had a situation, Preston, where I was out in the Wissahickon, along the Wissahickon Creek, and my dog went running into some... I think I mentioned this on the air. I thought my dog had something in the bushes. I reached in, and when I pulled my arm out, in about 30 seconds, it started burning like crazy.
Wow. Nick, look up hogweed, if you will, and see if we get it in our area. Getting the sap in your eyes can even lead to permanent blindness. Oof. I remember brushing up against a plant one time and coming back with blisters on my arm before.
Maybe that's it. Maybe we have been victims of the hogweed.
Maybe when...
New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Maryland, Oregon, Washington, Michigan, Virginia.
Oh, Nick, man. Does it mention me specifically?
Steve Morrison, yes.
Yeah, Steve Morrison experienced this.
Mm-hmm. See if you can pull up a picture of it, too, Nick.
Steve Bold broadcaster.
When Childress first noticed his skin hurting, he thought that he had just gotten a sunburn, though his parents suspected otherwise. They took him to the hospital. The top layer of skin on the left side of his face basically was gone and appeared to be like a really bad burn that had already peeled, his father said. As it turned out, the teen had developed second and third degree burns all over his face and arms from the hogweed sap. When he first got in the shower after landscaping, quote, big chunks of his skin were falling off his face. The severity of the burns meant that he has to stay in the hospital's intensive care unit for 2 days, though he is set to recover. It could be a frustratingly long process. He said, I can't go out into the sun for anywhere from 2 to 6 months. My face could be sensitive to light for up to a year to 2 years.
Dear
Isn't that
God.
Crazy? Native to the Caucasus mountain region in Asia, giant hogweed spread to Europe in the late 19th century and ultimately to the United States via people who thought that it made a pretty garden plant, and it can grow from around 6 to 20 feet tall.
Well, it is pretty for a plant that can burn the skin off your skull.
Wow, man, that's crazy. Well, it would seem to be a romantic hotspot, but an Alexandria man and a Pineville woman are facing charges. This is in Louisiana for having sex in the stairwell of the parish courthouse Wednesday morning. According to the sheriff's office, Miguel Glorioso and Jamie Lee Couti are both facing an obscenity charge after reports were made of commotion in the fifth floor stairwell around 10:20 a.m. When an employee went to investigate, they found the couple. They were having sex.
So I'd like to remind parishioners that the bake sale is this Saturday, and we will be having bingo night. Bingo night on Tuesday.
So this was in a courthouse, believe it or not.
Oh, my God. I thought it was a... Okay.
No, they in Louisiana, they call the counties parishes.
Parishes. Yeah. Ah.
So anyhow, when an employee...
They also had hogweed.
When he found the couple having sex after seeing the employee, the two fled, but the employee was able to identify Glorizio, a trustee assigned to cleaning the courthouse. Court security then located him and was identified by the witness, arrested, and booked. And investigators then determined the female suspect as Couti, who was arrested Wednesday evening.
Have you ever had stairwell sex?
Not stairwell sex. I think sex on the stairs, but not in a stairwell. I can tell by your smile you've done it before.
No, but I know someone who may broadcast in this building who's done it.
Oh, really?
And was discovered.
Interesting.
I will tell you later.
I would like
we
to hear
this. We all need to sit down and talk. We have like gossipy stories today.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We'll do that. That's after. That's a show. Yeah, that's post show. A bizarre chain of events led to a man being arrested Thursday after, and I love it when this happens, he fell through the ceiling of a grocery store.
It's the best.
Police said that they were not looking for 30-year-old Eric Lombardi when they responded to a bank robbery at the shopping plaza, but the Dover man panicked when he saw police pouring into the parking lot. Lombardi is out on bail for a drug offense, but is not connected to the bank robbery in any way that they were that they were going for. Well, when officers went into, I guess this place is called Shaw's, to see if the supermarket surveillance system captured clues from the bank robbery, they heard trouble. While an officer was in the store attempting to pull surveillance, he heard a commotion in the back room behind the deli. Some employees came running out and said that a man just partially fell through the top ceiling in the deli. When the officer went to see what was going on, he saw a man's legs hanging through the drop ceiling over the seafood and deli area of the store. Minutes later, his legs fell through again. This time, it was over the refrigerated meat section. And they started to flush him out, at which point he again came through the ceiling by the deli where the some officers were standing. The store had to be evacuated while police went into the ceiling to coax Lombardi out. Officials said Lombardi went to the store through the main entrance, went into an unlocked storage area, and somehow got into the ceiling. It is unclear whether he used a ladder or caused damage to get into the ceiling. So he didn't. He wasn't involved in a crime. He just saw these cops showing up.
Yeah.
And he got panicked. I guess he had a warrant or something along those lines. And he went up in the ceiling. Officers said that they have never seen anything like it before.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
Well, a man with fingernails longer than a bus.
Whoa.
Finally cut them off during a nail clipping ceremony in New York last week after 66 years of growing them out.
You mean they have clippers?
Sridhar Kilal, who is from Pune, India.
It's always a guy from India.
What kind of name is Pune?
It's Comanche Indian.
That's what I thought.
Holds the Guinness World Record for the longest fingernails on one hand. He was first inspired to grow out his nails on his left hand in 1952 when he was 16 years old after a teacher berated him for accidentally breaking one of hers.
I'll show you. I'll grow my fingernails for 60 years.
It was a little boy's
dream. Yeah, a little boy. He could either had a monkey that rode a dog or grow his fingernails for 60 years.
Dude, I was thinking about the monkey riding the dog thing the other day. Dreaming his goal.
Yeah.
One day own a monkey.
And I had a dream to one day grow my fingernails for 60 years.
The teacher
had to never wipe my ass without having it bleed profusely.
The teacher had warned him about the level of care required to grow out nails and said that he would never understand unless he experienced it for himself. November 2014, his fingernails are measured and have a combined length of 29.8 feet, with his thumb being the longest at 77.9 inches.
You basically render yourself an amputee when you do this because your arm becomes useless. Your hand certainly becomes useless. The actual nails themselves look gnarly and disgusting.
Yes.
I have no idea why anyone engages in this, but they do.
Kilal recently traveled from India to New York City to have his nails removed for a museum display.
What a museum.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, that's the one museum.
A nail technician performed the surgery armed with power tools at a ceremony in the Times Square Ripley's Museum, and it is not known how much he was compensated for his extraordinary nails. His decision to finally let go of his 66-year-old nails could have been influenced by the level of care required to maintain. They said, I can't move much, so every half hour or so, I have to wake up and move my hand to the other side of the bed.
Dear God, how does someone like this fly?
Well, he said he admitted there were also perks to having the world's longest nails that he will miss. He said, I never have to wait in a line.
Because he's never allowed to come in.
He's told the
get those rotting nails out of here, you freak.
He holds the world record for longest fingernails on one hand. The current record for longest nails on both hands goes to Ayanna Williams of Houston, Texas, by the way. let's see. Instead of playing the hand she was dealt, a Nova Scotia woman says that she is taking her nephew to court. Barb Reddick and Tyrone McInnes were million-dollar winners in this lottery-type thing called Chase the Ace.
Yeah.
On Wednesday night, Reddick said that she plans to sue her nephew for cashing in on half of the Chase the Ace winnings, sparking a family feud and creating a buzz on social media. There was no sign that anything was wrong. Thursday morning, Barb Reddick and her nephew, Tyrone, posed for pictures with a check of more than $1.2 million.
Right.
Reddick and McInnes were each given checks for $611,000. Now, as organizers handed them separate checks, splitting the prize in half, that's when the feud erupted. Reddick said, "I'm taking him to court. I'm getting my lawyer tomorrow." She claims that she agreed to split the money if they won the consolation prize, not the jackpot. She said, "I put his name on the ticket just for good luck." When asked why she did that, well, she said, "Because he's like a son to me," or he was.
But at least we're into a feud because of money.
Yeah. So this is a fundraiser, and they entered into this. They put both their names on there, and now she wants to take all the money. So it's ridiculous.
Fess up. $600,000 is pretty nice too.
Yeah. Exactly. So anyhow, a West Virginia woman bit off the tip of another woman's index finger around midnight Wednesday because the victim was twerking on her.
Oh, man.
Latasha Barrett was charged with malicious wounding after what began as a verbal argument with an acquaintance escalating into a physical altercation. A prosecutor said the fight started when the victim began twerking on Barrett, upsetting her.
If you twerk on someone, is that like slapping them with a glove, like a call to a duel?
I don't know. Maybe in this particular case it was. A photo of the victim's finger was shown to the magistrate in court. The victim was rushed to the hospital for medical treatment. Her condition hasn't been released. And the woman, Barrett, could face 2 to 10 years in prison if convicted. She bit her finger off, man.
Well, there goes her modeling career.
I know she's...
she looks like the Geico caveman. She does.
It's the hair.
I was watching this video TMZ had it, Preston, of Iggy Azalea twerking. I don't even know how that... There's movement in there. I don't even know what's happening back there. There's a whole separate thing moving.
I'm amazed that Iggy Azalea is still even a name that's thrown out there.
I know, but she's twerking away, and it's just astonishing. Yeah.
Police said a Texas man stabbed another man after getting into an argument over reserved seats at a screening of the first Purge movie last Friday.
There you go.
Sherman police said that prior to the stabbing, Brian Morrison was sitting in a seat that was reserved for a guy named Terry Hanor and his wife, Anna. Well, Hanor confronted Morrison about the occupied seat. Afterward, the suspect and a woman accompanying him went to find other seats. Police said that a short time later, Morrison walked past Hanor and made a comment to the effect of, "I should be able to sit where I want."
Seat reserver.
Both men, began to fight and punch each other before Morrison pulled out a knife and stabbed him in the stomach. This is at The Purge.
Well, he was at the right movie.
Yeah. The victim was stabbed by a 6-inch knife and was released from the hospital earlier this week. Morrison was arrested 4 days after the incident and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Do we have time for one more? Yeah, we'll do one more story. Wrap it up. A man accused of threatening to kill people at the Oregon Lottery headquarters says the email threat was a terrible mistake on my part. In a message, Jason Willett apologized to anyone at the lottery agency frightened by the shooting threat and says that he plans to get help for his gambling addiction. He said, "I was angry at myself after losing a substantial amount of money playing a lottery machine the previous day." So he loses this lottery, and he threatens the lottery staff.
You're loco, man.
He said, "I've struggled with gambling for many years. It is not immediately clear how much money he lost." Willett was arrested at his home hours after sending the email to lottery officials, and he faces an accusation of menacing.
"I'm sorry for threatening to murder you all."
Right, exactly. He was just planning on winning the lottery.
I thought I was going to win.
You know how you can almost guarantee that'll happen.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.